This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال المصنف رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه رياض الصالحين في باب فضل من فطر صائما وفضل الصائم الذي يؤكل عنده ودعاء الآكل للمأكول عنده. Virtues of Providing, Yahya ibn Sharaf al-Nawawi says in his book entitled The Gardens of the Righteous, in the chapter The Virtues of Providing Food and Drink, to break the fast and the excellence of the host in whose presence the guest eats and supplicates for him. An Yazid ibn Khalid al-Juhani radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal man fattara sa'iman kana lahu mithlu ajri ghayra annahu la yunqasu min ajri sa'imi shay'un. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who provides a fasting person with something to break his fast will earn the same reward as the one who was fasting without diminishing in any way the reward of the latter. And this hadith is recorded on Tirmidhi in the section of fasting, and Ibn Majah in the section of fasting, and Ad-Darimi in the section of fasting as well. So this hadith is a hadith that is virtuous because it's, you know, face value. We see, okay, you provide some food for the fasting person, or you take part in contributing to buying that which helps in feeding the fasting person. So for instance, if you were to give to an organization or to like the masjid that was to buy food to provide the dates and whatever they use to break the fast in the masjid, let's say on Mondays and Thursdays here at the masjid. This is something that is virtuous, and inshallah the individuals will receive that reward. And that's something that should be done. We think we're doing it in this masjid as well, is where Mondays and Thursdays brothers or sisters get together and they come to the masjid to break their fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving just the general virtue here of the one that is contributing to helping the individual break their fast. It also shows the virtue of fasting as well, for the individual that is helping them, the one that is helping them recognizes the virtue of the fasting person. That when you give food or you invite someone over, it's Monday or Thursday, you invite the people that are fasting over your house, this is a virtue as well. This individual would enter in this hadith as well. Another very important virtue as well here is with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Kana lahu mithl ajrihi." He said that he who provides for the fasting person with something to break his fast will earn the same reward as the one who was fasting. We'll earn the same reward as the one who was fasting. Why is this important? Why is this important, Jamaah? كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ. Is it, why is it important that... No, but لا. عموم القول ليس بسبب من القول يا شيخ الله يهديك. عموم القول يعني لا 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 أبدا أبدا. No, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who provides a fasting person with something to break his fast will earn the same reward as the one who is fasting. Why is this will earn the same reward as the one who is fasting important? No, but there's something, okay. Ma'a dhalik. What else? What does buy one, get one free mean? The importance of Siyam now? And
to make important part of the man who feeds that
side. Tayyib, and talk Tayyib.
Even some people are poor.
Okay. Because? That's the last part? What's the general rule then? What's a qa'idah here that we can understand? A general rule that we see in the Sharia that Islam propagates or pushes? Even more general than that. Addalu ala al-khayri kafa'ili. The one that calls to good is though he has done the good. So even though you didn't do it, you may receive the same, what? Reward as the? Faster. as the one that did it. As the one that did it. I'll give you an example. This is kind of similar. I remember when we used to go to the Haram. Okay, my man Mustafa. So we were real young, vibrant, mashallah. We would always get Safal Awwal like on Mondays and Thursdays in Masjid al-Nabawi. Right? So we would go there, Asr, and then just review, read Quran, whatever the case. Yeah, late if you had to go to the bathroom. If you had to go to the bathroom, that means you have to get up from your spot. You come back, somebody would take it. Somebody would take it. SubhanAllah, sometimes you would find, may Allah bless them and guide them as well, all of us. You'll find a brother will be, you'll ask the brother, you say, Assalamu alaikum, brother. He said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom, I'll be right back. He said, no. Because we know the brothers, that there's usually the regulars there. So then someone will just come up and they'll stand there, and then the brother will be like, Yahi, and he'll be like, Allahu Akbar. Act like he didn't hear or see. He says, Allahu Akbar. And by the time he's done making salah, the brother's like, Yahi Allah. He's like, what am I supposed to do? Right? So when I come back, somebody, you have to remember this general rule. Because your spot is taken from Safal Awwal. But innama al-a'malu, you had the intention. You didn't make it. You made it. But somebody took your spot. So inshallah, you receive the reward for being where? In Safal Awwal. As though you were in Safal Awwal. Inshallah, you receive that reward. Even though you didn't obtain it. So here the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is kind of giving that same general example. Even though you didn't do the action of fasting, you provided the fasting person with something to break their fast with, inshallah you receive the reward. Then after that, which is beautiful here, yatabadir al-dhin, what's the thing you would think? And this is important. The fact that you provided for the fasting person, here's a date, here's a half a date or something, okay, I receive the same reward as them. The fasting person may think what? Should I lose him? Yeah. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said, "May yanqus dhalika min ajri sa'imi shay'an." Min ajri sa'imi shay'an. He says here, he says what? He says that without diminishing any way of the reward of the latter. He said, "Ghayra annahu la yunqasu min ajri sa'imi shay'un." La yunqas. Nothing will be decreased. So this shows what's a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when just reading this. What's one name? Many, there's many names. Huh? Kareem. How is Kareem? Kareem is what in English? Generous. Where's the generosity in this hadith? I don't mean to ask like that, but I want us to. We give the reward for this one and the reward for that one, right? So Allah is Kareem, right? So even though you're not doing it, you're helping someone do it, He's Kareem. He will give you that reward, inshallah. What's another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-Adl. How is He just? And that is a sign of what? Justice. Because the person, inshallah, had their right intention in fasting, that's just, no? What else? Wasir, naam. How is it wasir? Abundant. We all feel what you're saying. Which is exactly. And I'll end it with, so when people fundraise, right? Sometimes you may say, well, I'm going to give this amount of money and it's going to, we use mathematics, right? use mathematics, is going to decrease. It's going to decrease, right? So what do we understand from this? When you're giving it for something for the akhirah, inshallah, you'll receive that reward. And what's the Prophet ﷺ say? Man naqasat? No. When you give charity, it doesn't decrease the money. You can't think on the tangible. You have to think the akhirah. You have to think much greater than what is in front of you. And that's what the beauty of this hadith as well, because it teaches that general principle. When you do these actions, then the Prophet ﷺ mentions something that you may not logically understand. But remember, this is tied with Al-Wasi', this is tied with Al-Rahman, this is tied with Al-Ghani, this is tied with Al-Mughni, this is tied with Al-Adl, this is tied with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which goes far beyond our tangible capabilities. Right? So it's very, very important to remember that. That's the general rule that we can extract from this beautiful hadith. That when you do something, even though you're not the doer, but you do something associated with it, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there is the same reward and nothing will be decreased. So remembering that, when we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that beautiful, beautiful way. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that remember the beauty of His mercy, the beauty of His abundance, the beauty of His love, the beauty of His honor for His slaves, for ones that give for His sake, and the ones that show ikram and show mercy and show love to the ones that worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم صل وسلم والمسلمين اللهم صل وسلم في السودان يا المسلمين في السودان يا رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم والمسلمين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي نيجر وفي مشارق الأرض مغاربها وفي أويغر يا رب العالمين وثبت أقدامهم على أعدائنا يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين